17, with the NASDAQ 40 points higher. This is Fox News.
And it is 4 minutes after 4 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Thursday, Mish Booker, Greg Udell, Joey Clark, and of course our friend Terry Adams, also known as the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. Got a couple of things. You know that AOC actually said something reasonable?
Amazing.
Something almost sympathetic to a person connected to Donald Trump. About Paul Manafort, this prison thing. He's been transferred to Rikers Island. God knows we have people who have committed, as we heard it put so eloquently in my cousin Vinny, heinous crimes. And many of them are still running around. I'll never forget the afternoon when Officer Keith Houts was killed, shot in cold blood here in town by a clown ass that was out on a murder charge. Houts was pulling him over for a traffic violation. And so you wonder how that happens. And then this guy, I guess, he just happened to be one of the victims of the Mueller witch hunt, where they were successfully able to connect him to some white-collar crimes, right? He didn't kill anybody or anything. He is now being sent to solitary confinement in Rikers. AOC says a prison sentence is not a license for government torture and human rights violations. That's what solitary confinement is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes they have to put people there for their own safety. within a prison population. I'm not sure. She gets a day off the idiot list for a principled political opposition, and whether she knows it or not, she's taking on a very sick political situation correctly. What we're all looking at is how the criminal deep state, demonstrating how it can use the levers of powers to turn a first world country into a banana republic. We aren't seeing normal things from these people. We're seeing incredible abuses of power. Manafort was convicted earlier as doing time in Pennsylvania for white-collar crimes around taxable income and foreign agent registration. These are crimes few are ever prosecuted for, but they were real enough, says American thinker. Now he's a wedge player in a new and very dirty deep state political game. The Manhattan DA's office is throwing the elderly, now wheelchair-bound former campaign manager into Rikers Island, not because of any Rikers Island-worthy thuggery he could have done, but because they want to pressure him to cooperate with them to deliver Trump's head on a platter. Even attorney Alan Dershowitz is horrified. You know, he's been a little bit jumpy, Dershowitz has, back and forth on things. He used to be pretty consistent. He hasn't been lately. What we are seeing is Manafort now becoming a political prisoner, which is insane, yet part of a believable continuum of fourth world events coming from Trump's enemies. We have just come off an attempted coup d'etat, which is why we're so impatient. That's why we want to see this out. Because there's idiots that have no idea what that word even means. And that this is really, is there a comp for this? I mean, they were out to get Nixon, but Nixon was culpable in a penny ante crime. But this was using the bureaucracies of the deep state to try and overthrow a duly elected president.
Absolutely.
We have wasted, even poll data is now showing that the country is sick of this.
Yep.
It produced nothing, and anybody that's even reasonably fair knows that there was never anything, there was no legitimate reason to do this. So Dershowitz is horrified. Even the Daily Beast is horrified. That is shocking. So he has become a critical political prisoner. Now, wasn't it Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney? Wasn't he supposed to be their hero and give them the goods on President Trump? So that what's happened with that? Nothing.
Nothing to give.
Cohen committed crimes. Now, he was sort of behaving like he had something to sell. Like, if you'll just give me a break here, I'll give you everything you need to put Donald Trump in jail. Because I guess the attorney-client privilege goes out the window when your ass is the one they're putting away. All of this brilliance comes from American Thinker. I wish I could take credit for it. And then we have another one, the seven self-serving stratagems of the despotic left. That is the term, despotic. Today we commemorate the 75th anniversary of people who were in a no-win situation. Some were told, don't expect to get through this alive. That's how dangerous this mission is going to be.
Make sure you fill out your insurance forms before you get on the boat.
They had to.
Yep.
So, and what were they doing this for? Because the big picture was to free people from the tyranny of National Socialism, yep. Which was the... And for some reason, I'm not seeing too many Republicans or conservatives trying to, you know, get that point across to America. What AOC and the rest of them are selling is the same system that ended with millions of people dead and a world war that took, 40 million lives? That's probably a low estimate. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. I'm not trying to be nice. I think today we kind of have to honor the mission that took place on this date 75 years ago. And since we're in a position to commemorate it, we should be also in a position to educate people. But David, as David called and explained with his niece, a 4-year useless college degree, but fully brainwashed into socialism. Why this is being allowed to happen on our college campuses, I don't know. They're not allowed to have conservatives in because all these snowflakes get triggered, and Antifa comes out, there's riots and trouble and stuff. And Trump has said, we're just not going to give federal money to schools that don't honor the First Amendment. There are conservative college students in America. They invite people like Ben Shapiro and Candace Owens and mm-hmm. Paul Joseph Watson and who was the guy we used to play his stuff all the time? The gay gentleman that...
With a weird name, yeah.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah, Milo. Yeah. You know, it had riots. Because Milo didn't get the memo that you're not allowed to be gay and conservative. In fact, remember we talked to my buddy out in California? He does voice work in Hollywood, very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us, he said, there are thousands of Republicans and conservatives in Hollywood. But for them to meet, they have to do it in secret. It's almost like going to an AA meeting where your attendance is, nobody's supposed to know your name, your first name, and that's it.
Yep.
They've been reduced to that out there because of the tyranny of left-wing Hollywood. You want to work? You got to goose step to what we're selling here.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there, and a few have had the guts to step up and say it. John Voight among them. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
they'll make a movie about D-Day and then turn around and sell what D-Day was out to put an end to. It's just unbelievable. 413. Let's talk about home ownership. Yeah, it's the American dream. And for those of you who are currently paying rent, please hear what I have to say. You don't have to get stuck with that. You are, by continuing to rent, by not even trying to achieve home ownership, you are really shortchanging yourself, and you're taking money out of your own pocket by paying rent, because the money you pay for rent goes into your landlord's pocket, and he gets the tax deduction for that. Eddie Bader can tell you there are homes all over the River Region, great values out there. Morris Capuano, with his partnership with Renaissance Bank, has access to programs that can help you find one of those homes. Even if you don't have a lot of money to put down, even if you have an issue here and there with your credit, they can work through all of that stuff and make that home ownership dream come true. And then next year at tax time, you'll see what a huge difference it makes. The thing is, the longer you wait, you call today, it's June 6th, Morris can get you pre-approved. You probably make your first payment around September, and you get a few months of that first mortgage interest deduction. But then it becomes a year-to-year thing. And that makes a big difference at tax time. Renters don't get that advantage. So you owe it to yourself, unless you don't mind throwing the money away, to call him at 409-9300 and give him a chance to make the dream of home ownership come true. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. And by the way, you couldn't possibly be in better hands in terms of going through the mortgage process than with our buddy Morris. Great guy. It's 415. Traffic and weather together.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into your 4 o'clock hour and checking out traffic around the River Region. We see an accident at Perry Hill Road and Carmichael Road, so watch out in that busy area. If you're on the interstates, everything seems to be moving great right now. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. The boulevard is packed with traffic, and it's slowing down at the intersections, but we don't have any major hangups, and the 31s look pretty good this afternoon. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law today. One of the bills makes significant changes to the operation and membership of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Another requires seatbelt use for each occupant of a moving vehicle. According to Montgomery police, the body of a male who was discovered in the Alabama River near Cooter's Pond yesterday has been identified as an adult male from Montgomery. Forensics review has determined there are no signs of foul play, and the cause of death is pending toxicology results. D-Day celebration celebrations are happening around the country today on the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Allied troops on Normandy beaches during World War II. One local celebration happened at the Tuskegee Airmen National Historic Site. There's a new outside sculpture at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts. Children's Gate 2019 is a gift from Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange. It will be a permanent addition to the John Joyce Cadell Sculpture Garden. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to find the right gifts for Dad this Father's Day. We do it right, too, with deals that'll make Dad as proud as his perfectly seared steak and his perfectly manicured lawn. Now get a Charbroil 4-Burner Advantage Series Gas Grill for just $169 and pick up your choice of Craftsman gas or electric string trimmer for only $99 each. Make this Father's Day his best one yet. And do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Charbroil offer valid through 6/12. Craftsman offer valid through 6/19. U.S. only.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend the day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year. That dad is yours. Buy him a beer. He wears sandals and white socks. Repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong.
That's right.
Yelling at you, go mow the lawn. This Father's Day, don't buy a tie. Don't buy a tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Father's Day.
And welcome back to Happy Hour 423. I didn't realize that that little ditty was early. That I should have waited till next week. Father's Day is a week from Sunday, so I apologize. It's one of those things that can happen when you have your head up your ass.
Sorry!
And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I've been a little under the weather lately. Nothing that knocks me out, but thanks to Dr. Love, help has arrived. This is the anniversary of D-Day, and I have some stats and things we can talk about here for a moment.
Have you seen Band of Brothers? Have you seen
it? I've got it.
You need to see it.
You've got to watch it.
One of our listeners in particular needs to see it.
Yes.
You know, maybe that's something I can take to Florida, because I told Goose, I said, you know, there's a lot we want to do, but I'm going to have at least a day or two to do nothing.
Band of Brothers.
Because I don't want her to feel pressure either. I could take that with me. I've got it.
You need to. You got to see it.
It's one of the few DVDs I own where I know exactly where it is.
Greatest series I've ever seen.
13,000 U.S. paratroopers jumped into northern France on D-Day. Of course, not all of that went well. There's a guy in San Diego named Tom Rice who is 97, and yesterday he did it again, landing in the same area that he did in 1944. 97.
At 97, he jumped. Wow.
Remember, former President Bush did that every fifth year from 80 to 85 and 90.
And unfortunately, his parachute kept opening. Doggone it.
Let's see. D-Day vet Jim Radford was only 15 when he served as the galley boy in a British ship at Normandy. He is the youngest known participant in D-Day, and he is now 90.
Not about his age.
In 1969, he wrote a folk song called The Shores of Normandy. And for the last few days, it's been Amazon's top-selling single in the UK. See if we can find that. I'd like to hear that.
The amazing thing to me, Greg, is we're talking 16, 17-year-old kids from inner America, you know, that, can you imagine today?
That was, you know, they talk, what's the word they like to use?
Generation.
Diversity.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, yeah, the military was segregated, and I get all that, and we can't rehash all of that. That's the way it was,
right.
And that's all changed now. We have progressed. But what really made it uniquely diverse was you had, and they showed this a lot in the movies, the way they cast the movies, like The Longest Day is running on TCM tonight.
I love that movie.
If you've never seen it, watch it. They went to great effort to try and replicate the D-Day landing, and it is pretty well done. It's not quite in the Saving by the way, the Saving Private Ryan, Ryan D-Day invasion, that was actually done on a beach in Ireland. That's where they shot it.
It's, they say it's about as realistic as it gets.
Let me just quickly see if this is.
That's an amazing, that whole series of landing on the beach is amazing.
Yeah.
I'd like to give this a listen. There's a couple of different, well, there's a news story on it. We'll go to that in just a second when we get through the rest of the numbers here. I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber is the number two song. Who cares? 93-year-old U.S. Navy vet Raymond Chambers wasn't at D-Day, but fought at the Battle of Iwo Jima in the South Pacific. He was so tough, he didn't realize he had been hit by shrapnel until his doctor recently found some in his leg.
That's tough.
7 decades after he was first struck, he just received 3 medals, including 2 bronze stars. And then lastly on this list of D-Day facts, a 101-year-old Air Force vet named Walter Klock fought in World War II, and a photo of him hugging his grandson has been going viral this week after he flew 1,500 miles to be at his grandson's Air Force Academy graduation. So let's hear this. Again, we're going back to this little story about Jim Radford, 15 years old, a galley boy on a British ship at Normandy, now 90, and in 1969, the year the Earth stood still, wrote a folk song called The Shores of Normandy. Now, this may be a combination song and news story, but let's check it out. It's from ABC.
Cold gray light of the 6th of June.
This is a song I wrote after the 25th anniversary. I knew that people would listen to a song.
The Empire Lout sailed out from Poe.
The song is ready to honor and remember all those brave lads who didn't come back.
And we set our course for Normandy at the dawning of the day.
The tug companies didn't observe this rule. They weren't on the pool system, so they gave me a job straight away. But I didn't know when I went that my first trip was going to be the invasion of Europe. As my song says, in the cold grey light of the 6th of June, we set sail for Normandy.
We knew that many would not return, but all our hearts were true.
The significance and seriousness of it has been forgotten. I don't think youngsters today realise just how important it was. 1 in every 4 merchant seamen lost their lives. The message I want to get across is that people should learn from war is that we must not let this happen again. We did get shot at, and I remember very naively, I was only a kid, we had naval gunners on board. And I said to him, what's all these big splashes, I said, either side? He said, oh, that's a German gun battery up there, ranging on us. I said, what does that mean? He said, well, they fire a shot, see where it falls, and if it's too high, they wind down a bit. He said, it usually takes 2 or 3 shots to get it right. I said, well, there's been 4 or 5. He said, yeah, well, he's a lousy gunner. All the medals that matter, the top row, those are the ones that matter. I had them before I was 16. This is a 39-45 star. Everybody who saw action in the war gets that. And this is the victory medal that everybody got at the end of the war. And this one is the one we just recently been given. The French government gives all surviving veterans the Legion d'Honneur, which is France's highest non-military medal. Your main concern is not to let your comrades down. You're not thinking about king and country or democracy or anything. You're thinking about my mates depend on me as I depend on them.
For every hero's name that's known, 1,000 died as well.
I'm amazed, yes, I'm delighted, of course. The more songs we sell, the more money we raise for this memorial.
On the shores of Normandy.
That's amazing.
That was very well done, too.
That thing he said near the end, that really hits home with me. It's like, you know, when you're in that sort of situation, all these ideals and theories and all this stuff is just nonsense. Yep. It's about who the guy's next to you.
That's right.
And your friend next to you and survive.
And again, going back to the word diversity, where the U.S. Armed Forces, you had cowpokes from Texas, guys that hadn't been out of their small town in Iowa ever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Doing all this traveling, getting to a base, going through training, then they're in England, and then they're part of this enormous fleet facing some real serious cannon.
88s.
Unbelievable stuff. But that was a very unique diversity. And that's when it didn't matter where you were from or, you know, it just everybody had to be part of the same team.
Well, the other thing, Greg, is look at all the companies, the big corporations in America that stopped doing what they were doing and started making tanks, airplanes, guns. The whole country converted over to a big machine to make products for the war.
It's remarkable. There is a connection between World War II and the first shopping mall. Ford Motor built B-29 engines. And that started relatively late in the war. So they built these enormous assembly line plants on the southwest side of what was unincorporated Chicago. And they built B-29 engines there. And in 1965, 20 years after the last engine rolled off the line, now, one of those big, they were red brick buildings, they all looked the same.
Mm-hmm.
One of those buildings was purchased by Tootsie Roll to make Tootsie Rolls.
Cool.
Which is a whole different kind of munition.
Yes.
The buildings basically just sat there. There, you know where the pipe?
The pipe?
The porn pipe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was, those pipes were on the perimeter of the parking lot where the B-29 assembly people parked their cars.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Man, talk about progress.
And in 1965, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was a pretty big name in Chicago real estate. Said, you know what? We can take one of these old B-29 factories, gut it, leave, you know, the outside walls and everything intact, and we can turn this into an indoor shopping mall. And on September 12th, 1965, Ford City opened up.
How about that?
I remember the date because I was with Gail Carey.
Gail,
what kind of a mind do I have that I remember freaking Gail Carey?
Because you remember all the women.
No, I don't. Some were very. Do you know? Just don't tell anybody this. Mm-hmm. I had somebody reach out to me from South Florida recently.
Yeah.
Who basically inferred that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at, I don't know who you are. I don't remember.
Apparently it was so good she remembered.
She did.
But she didn't.
And now, a word from the much beloved and glorious. Because it's a good time for his message and to change topics, Joey.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, exactly.
As we get into full stride with summer weather here, Terry, you want to get away from it all? Here's the man that can get you to whatever that destination might be.
Absolutely. If you're an off-road, of course, we have Polaris, which just, man, their market share, they dominate the off-road. Everything from the hardworking Ranger 1000, which you can put 1,000 pounds in the bed. You can tow a ton, 100 horsepower, different drive modes. It's got all the stuff on it, ABS, different electronic drive modes, as well as on-demand all-wheel drive. It's the cat's meow when it comes to all-wheel drive, off-road machines, side-by-sides. And, of course, we have the Razor and the new Razor Turbo. You know, 150, 160 horsepower. These things that go faster than you probably ought to go off-road. The cool thing is they, too, have on-demand all-wheel drive. It's a Polaris exclusive. That's the cool thing. Jeep used to call it Sensitrac. You arm it, and then when there's a difference in speed between the front and the rear wheels, it'll lock the fronts in automatically until the equal speed is reached, then it will unlock them. And it may do this 100 times in 10 seconds. The thing is, you'll never know it, but all you know is you just keep going through stuff you shouldn't be going through. Pretty cool system. Polaris has a patent on that. Nobody else does it. When it's locked in, it's 100% all-wheel drive, which is really cool. You got big Polaris rebates, got super low interest rates. Kawasaki right now is throwing a bunch of money, up to $2,500 off the ZX6s. This new Z1900 that's a copy of the original Superbike, the 73 Z1, they're giving you a $300 prepaid card, plus you get an Akrapovic exhaust, very expensive exhaust. They're throwing money at everything. They're throwing money at jet skis, all the mules. Everything is on sale. Suzuki, same thing. They're giving the exhaust stuff away, big rebates, super low interest rates, even 0%. And something else, you know, today being the 75th anniversary of D-Day, Kawasaki, they've been doing this since I've been a Kawasaki dealer, as far as I know of, since 96, maybe before. Military, retired military, it doesn't matter, $250 extra on top of everything else when you buy a Kawasaki.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
You got jet skis in?
Yes, got jet skis.
All right, and he can have you ready to go this weekend.
Got to hit
the water. That's how fast you want to get on the water and get away from the heat. It is the biggest and bestest playground for all of our inner children.
Yes.
You'll find Adams Motorsports at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That is the bypass at Hackle. As you're driving north, you'll see it.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. Big blue building.
Yeah, a palace of playtime. Hey, that like worked out. Probably make a note on it. Which is always okay. Use that one again.
Okay.
And you can go to adamsmotorsports.com, browse the inventory, including pre-owns, right? You post those there as well.
Yeah, we have everything on our website.
And an outstanding service department to support your purchase, adamsmotorsports.com. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime and his team, ASAP.
Please.
Hey, Gino.
Good afternoon, y'all.
Hey, Gino.
What brings you to the phone today, Gino?
Well, being 86 years old, I'm well familiar with World War II beginning. You could lie in the yard, as far as you could see, airplanes going in one direction, thousands.
Wow.
And I've got a... You remember Eisenhower making that speech, the last speech he made before they embarked on that?
The ones where he was on the ground with them?
With two men.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I've got that postcard, and it's got all three of his autographs on it.
Oh, wow.
And I've had that for so long, I don't even know, but like I say, I go back to, being 86 years old, I remember a lot.
Did you serve in World War II, Mr. Gino?
No, I didn't. I didn't serve in any because I was too young to...
Yes, sir.
...any of that, and by the time I got married and started having children, so I was...
I understand. Yes, sir.
I had a brother, two brothers in the World War. Yes, one was a World War II veteran.
Yes, sir.
My life and him, I may have told you that, he was on, went to the Mediterranean Sea, and he got hurt, but he didn't get a Purple Heart. Hmm. And I asked him why. He said, "Oh, I got hurt in Jacksonville, Florida. Texas cow hit me."
Yep.
I said, "Well, somebody got one, and I know probably got a paper cut."
True.
All right, guys. Y'all doing a good job, and I enjoy your show.
Appreciate it, Gino. And about a little over an hour from now, we're going to play the full Ronald Reagan Point du Hoc speech from 1984's D-Day commemoration, the 40th anniversary. Got some good stuff going on Facebook this afternoon. We'll check in on some of your comments there. It was a good day on Wall Street. Brant will not be able to join us. Are we going to reach out to Mr. Blackman?
Oh, I can call him now if you like.
Tell him we're gambling. He's gotten us in the... We wanted to see if we could grab him for a few minutes at about 5:10.
Okay.
If not, he's not going to hurt our feelings.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him Tuesday.
I can be very diplomatic, Greg. You know this.
I know, but having seen what you've been through this afternoon, I don't want to push.
Yeah? No, it'll be all right.
All right. Let me take a quick look since we're just kind of... This show just travels at its own rate of speed, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
I think that's kind of cool, though. Let's take a look at the Live in Fear Doppler. The rain that came through earlier moved very quickly. Digital rain gauge boy first class here. We had the 0.71 so far today, and at the moment there are some isolated showers and a few red cell thunderstorms.
Ooh.
Moving very rapidly to the north, so I think it's very likely that at some point late this afternoon or into the evening you'll see one of those, but there's no big line or wall of weather headed our way at the moment. At 4:40 we'll check traffic, Rich's forecast, and good news from Fox Business.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the middle of our 4 o'clock rush hour, and we have an accident to tell you about. It is on Chantilly Parkway at East Chase Parkway. If you're in that area, please be careful. Otherwise, we don't have any issues for you this afternoon. The boulevard is moving along pretty smoothly. We don't have any issues on I-85 or on I-65, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Be careful and head home safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information.
Station, Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Network on Wall Street, stocks surging in the final hour of trading and closing higher on reports that the U.S. was weighing delaying tariffs on Mexico, with the Dow rising 181 points, the NASDAQ up 40, S&P 500 up 17, and shares of Barnes & Noble climbing 30%, on news that the bookseller was nearing a deal to go private and might be bought by hedge fund Elliott Management, according to the Wall Street Journal, a move that would end the independence of the nation's largest bookstore chain. And shares of Zoom Video Communications zooming after hours and spiking 11% after the video conferencing company reported its first earnings report since going public with better than expected results and also providing an optimistic outlook. And Beyond Meat releasing its first quarterly report since going public and reported revenue that topped analyst expectations and forecasting full year 2019 revenue exceeding $210 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
It's happening to you. Every night, one snores and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution, a natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. D-Day celebrations are happening around the country today on the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Allied troops on Normandy beaches during World War II. One local celebration happened at the Tuskegee Airmen National Historic Site. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law today. One of the bills makes significant changes to the operation and membership of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Another requires seatbelt use for each occupant of a moving vehicle. According to Montgomery police, the body of a male who was discovered in the Alabama River near Cooter's Pond yesterday has been identified as an adult male from Montgomery. Forensics review has determined there are no signs of foul play and the cause of death is pending toxicology results. There's a new outside sculpture at the Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts. Children's Gate 2019 is a gift from Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange. It will be a permanent addition to the John Joyce Cadell Sculpture Garden. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
They held thousands of coffee clutches all over the country, where they invited their neighbors to come and listen to a record made by a well-known actor on the evils of socialized medicine.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. The doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, and behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
And they never give up, do they? Obamacare, you never hear them say, oh, you got to save Obamacare. No, because now they go, free Medicare for all.
No, they never quit. It's generational. Well,
did you hear the one Democrat out at the California convention? I think Delaney or something like
that.
The
one that booed?
Yeah, he said Medicare for all is not realistic, and he just got booed out of the building.
Yep.
Which makes sense at a Democratic convention in California.
In California, where they're pooping in the streets.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, San Francisco.
L.A., they're bringing back diseases that we had eradicated.
Bubonic plague.
Whooping cough, typhus, rats spreading this stuff. I mean, bubonic plague is not an exaggeration. You can see L.A. In fact, it's already been described as a genuine health crisis. On this anniversary of D-Day, I want to thank Jeff Blocky, who has a friend who sent us the D-Day diary of Pete Belins, who was serving in the Navy on D-Day, and he kept a log of activity beginning with his first entry at 0300 hours on the morning of June 6, 1944, anchored off the coast of France, planes going over, at 3:30, just the word underway. At 3:42 a.m., mine or something dragged on ship. 0459, tracking on target number 34. At 0519 hours, shells hitting in the water off from us. At 0533, anti-aircraft fire along the beach. Up the beach appears to be a ship on fire. Some of the ships have opened up. 0545, we open fire with guns number 2 and 4, shift to target number 38, silenced.
Took it out.
at 0600, 5 minutes after six. Just opened up with rockets. 5,000 went over. New target number 40, silenced. Target number 42, silenced. 3 minutes until H hour. The time is 6:27. H hour, time 0630. Check fire at 0631. Ships still firing all around. Still some guns fire on the beach. Appear to be 5-inch. Our troops are on the beach. Estimated time 6:15 at landing. Target 94 commenced firing at 0655. Check fire. The target was in the town of Grand Camp Lavaines. The U.S. Army Rangers just got a target that we were standing by to fire on. Opposition against our troops in some places. Ships present, the USS Tuscaloosa, the Quincy, Nevada, which of course was a ship that was a Pearl Harbor. I don't know if you were here, if you remember Byron Butler, but you might. He was the World War II veteran that Jenny Johnston introduced us to. Mm-hmm. And he came in and told his story.
Ooh.
He was on the Nevada at D-Day. So he was on that ship as all this was going on. British ships unknown, plus a fleet of destroyers like the Mighty H. The shore batteries have quieted down a bit. Stonehouse said one of our destroyers is really giving them hell. The Mighty H is still waiting for something to shoot at. The destroyer that was firing a shore battery is getting opposition now. But this is all in the span of about 4 hours. And all the things that this man witnessed and kept making notes, and we'll share a little bit more from his diary later on. We're going to close the show with the Reagan Point to Huck speech today. Infusion cryo and laser just keeps getting bigger and better. Stop by for some cryo. I'm getting back in. I'm going again tomorrow.
Nice. I'm going there too. Wait, I might see you there.
It's totally possible.
Yeah,
totally possible. Infusion is a place that can change your life, because they have taken science and found ways to reinvigorate your body, give you the energy you need to get through these long hot days, to help you fend off whatever's going around that seems to hit everybody else. They can help you build your immune system. You want to lose weight? IV vitamin therapy. They offer a complete menu of different IV cocktails that goes straight into your blood. And you sit in a comfortable chair in a room with TV, or you can watch your phone. You just sit and let the good stuff flow directly, all of it, 100% into your system. So you feel the results immediately. When you ingest vitamins, I'm not knocking that. A lot of people still do them. I still take one once in a while. But with IV vitamin therapy and infusion, it all goes in. When you swallow it, your digestive system does not absorb 100% of whatever it is you're taking. They've also begun offering CryoSkin 3.0. This is a fat-targeting device that literally explodes it under your skin. Now, that doesn't mean you're hearing bombs going off and all that kind of stuff. It's very subtle, totally comfortable. But it's a device that penetrates the skin and busts up fat cells, and you discharge them. I did it. Rich did it in 1 hour. And not even in an hour. It's more like a half hour or 40 minutes at the most. You lose an inch off your waist. And that process continues after you leave. You can feel it's like a busy sensation or something.
Wow.
And this is all science. This isn't voodoo. It works. And that's why infusion has become a place for people who want to change their lives and get a little help in the process. So you can sit around and complain. It's too hot. I don't have the energy. Yada, yada, yada. If you can't keep up with your schedule, you need to call 296-1662 and speak with Lori or Ryan Turner at Infusion. Make an appointment and consult with them on which of these approaches might be the best for you. But during these hot summer days, I'll be coming in here many afternoons after spending 3 minutes in the cryotherapy tank feeling better from head to toe. That's how it works. 296-1662. Infusion has moved to a new facility. It's amazing. They've grown like gangbusters over 3 years. And if you're going north on Taylor Road, instead of turning left on Winton Blunt like you did to go to the old Infusion, you turn right at that light, and it's the third building in after you make your first left. It's very easy to see with the big blue signage. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com online. Traffic, David Blackman's going to join us next hour, and we'll have a good time talking to him on this, the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through our Thursday afternoon traffic, and the boulevard looks great this afternoon. It's kind of busy, but there aren't any delays for you. Just watch yourself around the intersections. It's the same story on the interstates. We don't really have any problems on I-65. It's rolling great. We will slow down around the downtown area and the interchange on I-85 southbound in just a few minutes, so be careful there. And the 31s all look great this afternoon. We don't see any delays headed out of town on any of those. Let's be careful and get home safely before the rain starts back again. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pusacue at Wind Creek Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pusacue on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're asking a hypothetical question, and I found out that I never get in trouble if I don't answer one of those. So, never, Sam.
Mr. President, in talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?
Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. U.S. and Mexican officials worked for a second day to avert 5% import tariffs that President Trump is threatening to pose as he tries to force Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants toward our border. Fox's Rich Edson at the State Department.
Ultimately, this is all up to the President of the United States as to whether or not he's satisfied with